For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much, much more in the 100-plus episodes of The Past and the Curious that are currently available. Find it in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Hi, it's the Reading Bug again. Today's episode of Reading Bug Adventures is sponsored by Penguin Random House Audio and the new book, Good Morning Zoom, now available as an audiobook. If you're spending some extra time at home and on Zoom like I am, it's a perfect time to listen to this parody. Please support our sponsor and purchase Good Morning Zoom and other great Penguin Random House audiobooks at Libro.fm/TheReadingBug or wherever audiobooks are sold.
Hello, reader. Welcome back for part two of our unicorn adventure. Part one was released earlier. Be sure to go back and listen so you're all caught up. Reading Bug Adventures is written, performed, and produced by the team at The Reading Bug, our family-owned independent bookstore. If things sound a little bit different in this episode, that's because they are. Like many of you, we're adjusting to some changes all around us, and we continue to record new episodes from our home. Thanks to Zencastr for enabling recording over the internet and to Resonate Recordings, who does sound mixing and mastery for every episode of Reading Bug Adventures. Thank you to our sponsors and to all of you for helping us continue to make our podcast, even in these uncertain times. A big thank you and hello to our newest patrons, Eliana from Oakland, Thomas and Elise, Declan and Kieran from San Carlos, Alice and Oliver, and Wynn in London. You're part of what makes Reading Bug Adventures podcast possible. To become a patron and support our work, visit patreon.com/readingbugadventures. You can also support our work by shopping with us online. Shop from millions of books and gifts, find staff recommendations, or get a personalized care package at thereadingbug.com. Or sign up for our perfectly personalized reading subscription at readingbugbox.com. Okay, I think we'd better hurry back to our adventure, don't you? Our trip to the magical land of the unicorns is not off to a very good start, and the Reading Bug needs your help. Are you ready to continue our adventure and see what happens next? Me too. On the count of three, let's all imagine ourselves back on our adventure together. Ready? One, two, three, let's fly!
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper, and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Oh, reader! Hello, welcome back! I'm so, so happy to see you again. Lauren, the Reading Bug, and the entire land of the unicorns need our help. And it's up to just you and me, a little scared spelling bee, to help them. But how? Did you think of any plan to find the Reading Bug and rescue Lauren from Queen M? We lost the Reading Bug when she slid down the Rainbow Bridge, and Lauren seems to have been placed under some sort of spell by the Queen. And speaking of the Queen, she's turned the beautiful, warm land of unicorns into this! A frozen, desolate, and barren. B-A-R-R-E-N. Land of sameness and sadness. And she's turned beautiful, fantastical unicorns into statues for her courtyard. I'm not sure where to go from here, or where we might possibly begin our search for the Reading Bug. But one thing is for sure, if we don't start moving soon, we are going to freeze in this snowy knoll. Come on, reader. Follow me. Let's get moving. Now, which way should we go? This way? That way? Over there? Back here? Oh, I just don't know!
Reader, Bee! Is it really you? I've been looking everywhere for you. You won't believe...
Reading Bug, you're okay!
Yes, yes, I'm okay. But where's Lauren? Isn't she with you?
Well, she's with Queen M, who has cast some sort of spell on her. After drinking the Queen's hot chocolate, she barely even knew who we were. Isn't that right, Reader? Oh, Bug! I'm so glad we found you, but I'm afraid we're in great danger. We escaped from the Queen, and now her footmen are searching for us, and they're looking for you, too. We gotta think of a... Oh, whoa, wait, stop. Reader, Bug, don't move. I'm not sure, but I think there's something watching us from the snow behind the trees. It's something big.
What is it? The queen and her footmen? Have we been found?
No, not that. I thought I saw the snow itself moving. A face staring back at me from the whiteness of the snowstorm. But maybe I was just mistaken.
Was it big?
Yes.
Was it white and fluffy like the snow?
Yes.
Were its eyes icy blue and glittery?
Yes, how did you know?
Oh, that's just my friend Yeti. I met him when I was lost and looking for you. And it's a good thing I did. He was able to keep me nice and warm in his long, soft fur.
Yeti? Y-E-T-I Yeti? As in the abominable snowman? The legendary snow monster?
He's no monster, that's for sure. He's really, really nice. And also a little bit shy. It's okay, Yeti. You can come out now. These are my friends. This here is the spelling bee, and this is our reader friend.
Well, hello. It's a pleasure to meet you. And that's no small thing. There isn't much to take pleasure in M-Land nowadays.
Why, you're not a Yeti at all, are you? Look, reader, Yeti looks like he's just a yearling. Y-E-A-R-L-I-N-G. That's what you call a young horse, or a young unicorn!
I'm not that young. I'm nearly 2, which is almost 12 in people years.
In Once Upon a Unicorn by Lou Anders, it says that unicorns appear in moments of need. And boy, did I need Yeti. I couldn't find you in the snowstorm, and I was getting really cold. And that's when Yeti appeared. He's been keeping me company and keeping me warm ever since.
Oh, goodness. Look at Yeti's long, flowing white fur, flecked with crystal sparkles, and his beautiful silvery mane and his tail. And oh, look at that incredible icy blue horn at the top of his head. It's radiating with warmth and light. Reading Bug, you've befriended a unicorn.
I told you we were adventuring to the land of the unicorns today, didn't I?
Shh. Don't say that name out loud. Everyone must call it M-Land now. They say that any creature caught saying the old name is turned into a stone statue by Her Royal Highness.
Oh, goodness. I'm afraid that's true, Yeti. In the Queen's courtyard, we saw the stone statues of unicorns everywhere. Didn't we, Reader? But what happened? How did this place become like this? How did it become M-Land?
Oh, it's a long story. So why don't I start at the beginning, before there was a Queen M?
Sure, Yeti. That would be great.
Do you mind if I speak in rhyme? Unicorns love to rhyme. We love to sing, too. But there hasn't been any music since Queen M assumed the throne.
Of course you can rhyme.
We love rhyming, too.
Great. Okay. Once upon a time, this is before human history, unicorns lived on Earth in peace and harmony. Even when humans, like you, Reader, began to arrive, all the unicorn families continued to thrive. But in time, the humans started not to believe. And it was then that the unicorns knew it was time for us to leave. We needed a place where our kind would survive, somewhere where unicorns could frolic and thrive. That's when the Golden One, the leader of our unicorn blessing...
Blessing?
That's the name for a unicorn herd. But now I'm digressing. The Golden One led us to this magic home, over the rainbow where we all could roam. A place full of sunshine and sparkles and glee, where each unique unicorn could live in harmony. And that's how our blue-skied sweet paradise was born. Unparalleled and unmatched. The land of the unicorns.
Now that sounds like the place we thought we would be adventuring to today, doesn't it, Reader? It sounds magical, Yeti.
Oh, it is. I mean, it was. Until one day the Golden One neighed her last neigh and lay down to rest for the final time. We were filled with sorrow and sadness, and that's when Queen M arrived. Only she wasn't Queen back then. We just called her M. M seemed perfectly nice. She brought us apples and carrots and candy to eat, and soon we forgot all about our sadness. All anyone cared about was eating more apples, carrots, and candy. The more we ate, the more we wanted, and the more we all seemed to forget about everything else.
Reader, that sounds just like what happened to Lauren when she started drinking the Queen's hot chocolate.
And that's when things started to get really bad. M used all the yummy foods that we'd all grown to depend on to start making all the unicorns do what she wanted. She hated our magical glowing unicorn horns, so she decreed that only unicorns who covered their horns could get food. And soon every unicorn was covering its horn. She disliked bright colors, so unicorns with dull or muted coats were given special treatment. And the more M pointed out the things that made each of us different, the more we began to notice our differences, too.
Differences like what?
Well, you see, some unicorns are white with sparkly manes and blue horns, like me. But others are pink with white manes and horns. And still others are orange, or purple, or green, or gold. And that's not where our uniqueness ends. Some unicorns are sporty, others studious. Some are big and some are small. We'd always embraced these differences before, but with M in charge, we started to fight with each other over silly things, like whether orange unicorns were more beautiful than purple unicorns, or whether short curly manes were better than long straight manes. Unicorns who were once my friends started teasing me for being clumsy and uncoordinated.
That's not very nice.
And with our horns covered, the more we argued, the colder and grayer the weather here became. Unicorns that looked and acted the way M wanted continued to enjoy special treatment. And the rest of us, well, we just sort of disappeared. I always thought that unicorns were brave and caring, but no one was brave enough to stand up to M.
But you haven't disappeared, have you, Yeti? You're here with us. And you're still you. Your long fur is sparkling, and your beautiful blue horn is keeping us all warm. And I'm sure glad it is, because without you, I'm sure we'd all be frozen like popsicles now.
It turns out my long white fur is great for hiding in the snow. The Queen and her footmen haven't been able to find me yet. But that's about all I'm good at, hiding. I've been hiding for what seems like forever.
But you came out of hiding when it mattered most, Yeti, to rescue me. What was it your book said about unicorns, Bug? That they appear in moments of need?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeti, maybe all of the unicorns in the land of the unicorns need you, too. Just like you said, somebody needs to stand up to M. And I think that somebody is you.
Me? Oh no. I'm just a clumsy yearling. Stand up to M? Rescue the unicorns? I could never.
Spelling Bee is right. What about the magic in your horn, Yeti? All unicorns have magic. We'll help get to the palace, and you can use your magic to defeat the Queen and rescue Lauren and the unicorns.
I'm afraid I'm not very good at magic. My horn is good at staying warm, but that's about it. No, I just don't think I could take on the powerful Queen M. Maybe we can find some other, braver, better unicorn to help.
Halt! Nobody move!
We've got you surrounded!
Yeah, you're surrounded.
Yeah, surrounded!
Oh no! It's the Queen's footman! Foot... no! We've been found!
What do we have here? The escaped visitors and a rogue unicorn?
Ooh, Her Majesty would be so pleased with us.
We'll get lots of hot chocolate to drink.
And maybe get to sit for a few minutes in front of the fireplace, too.
Grab them. We'll take them straight to the dungeon. Then tell Queen M the good news.
And you, Unicorn, cover up that horn. You know the rules. We'll have no magic here today.
Okay, now march.
Reader, Reading Bug. Yeti, We'd better do what gnomes say. Let's follow them to see if we can't find a good time to escape.
He said march.
Okay. You know, I recognize the three of you. We met when the queen's sled first stopped to pick us up, didn't we? Weren't you supposed to be out searching for the reading bug in her magic bag?
Well, yes, we were, but it got really, really cold.
Yeah, and it's super smelly, and it's starting to get dark.
We looked, but finding a ladybug in the snowstorm is like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
I see, but did she tell you not to come back unless you had the bug?
Well, technically, yes.
Well, you're in luck, because we got the reading bug right here for you, and her magic book bag. And this unicorn here helped us find her, just like Her Glorious Highness wanted. You know how much the queen wanted the bug and her bag, don't you? Would the queen really want national heroes like us, who found the bug for her, to be thrown into a dungeon? No! She'd want us to deliver the bug to her ourselves.
And her magic bag. Yes, her magnificent majesty is most interested in the magic bag. She is quite a magician herself, and does not like anyone else performing magic, you know.
Okay, change your plans, fellas. The bugs, the human, and the unicorn will follow us back to meet the queen, so we can all take credit for finding the magic bag.
Oh, yes, sir. Right this way.
Unicorn. Statues. They're everywhere. Look how cold and white they all look. It's true. She's been turning all my unicorn friends into statues.
I suspect you'll be out here with the others before too long, Unicorn.
The queen is always adding to her collection. Now stop here.
Who's there?
It's Sergeants Norbert, Norman, Norris, and Ned. Your Royal Majesty, your loyal and lowly footman. We are here to report our mission has been accomplished! We found the magic bag you wanted! And the bug that it belongs to, too.
You have? Why, that's excellent news. Come in, my little minions. Come in and have some hot chocolate with me.
Poor dear.
But wait! Who else have you brought with you into my palace? My escaped prisoners, guests? But with a unicorn? You know how I feel about unicorns, especially the young ones. Ew! The only good place for a unicorn is in my statue garden in the courtyard.
Wait just a second! I know that laugh! And I know you! I thought I recognized you when you first arrived in your sled, but now I'm certain. M doesn't stand for might, majesty, and magnificence. More like malice, mayhem, and maleficent. Because your name is Morgana!
I knew you'd catch on sooner or later. I recognized your troop immediately, and I am looking forward to evening the score with you today.
Reader, remember, we battled Morgana back in New Alchemy on our magic adventure. Morgana, we beat you then, and we'll beat you again today. Won't we, Yeti? For all the unicorns!
That's right! Hold it right there, Em, or I'll, whoa!
You'll what? Trip and fall? Honestly, I am underwhelmed. A powerful witch, that's moi, versus two bugs, one human, and a clumsy unicorn yearling. I think we all know who wins this joust. And of course, I already have that friend Lorne of yours under a very strong spell. She doesn't even recognize any of you anymore.
Your Exalted Excellency, what's happening? I was having such a lovely nap, dreaming about hot chocolate and cotton candy. Say, do you think I could have some more?
Lauren, It's me, your friend, the Reading Bug. We've come to rescue you.
Rescue me? How tiresome. I'm exactly where I want to be. At least I will be as soon as I pour myself another cup of hot chocolate.
That's a good girl. Now, who's going to stop me? Is it going to be you, you tiny speck of smarty pants bug? Or is it going to be the wannabe magician spelling bee nerd? Or the reader friend? All reading, no action, it seems. Bring it on. Or are you finally beginning to notice that I'm in charge around here and I can do anything I want? Come on, are you going to fight me or are you going to join me like your friend Lauren here? Be like me, and we can all get along and drink hot chocolate by the fire together.
No!
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 Excuse me?
I said no! We will not join you. We will not be just like you. We are unique, and our differences make us special.
Ever since I was small, my mama said to me, "You are bold and brave and smart and sweet. You shine so sparkly. You are colorful, magical, whimsical and fun. The most elegant, different, passionate one. You're a unicorn, unique unicorn. Step out in all your glory. You're a unicorn, unique unicorn. Be sure to tell your story. There's a unicorn in you and a unicorn in me. Be who you are, you'll turn out who you wanna be. It's scary in this big wide world to show personality, but your magic from within will give you true vitality. You're a unicorn, unique unicorn. Step out in all your glory. You're a unicorn, unique unicorn. Be sure to tell your story. There's a unicorn in you and a unicorn in me. Just be who you are, you'll turn out who you wanna be. Believe in yourself and know that this will be true. The only true unicorn lives inside of you. You're a unicorn, unique unicorn. Step out in all your glory. You're a unicorn, unique unicorn. Be sure to tell your story. Tell your story.
I'm going to shine bold and brave and sparkly whether you like it or not.
Pretty, pretty song, my pretty little pony. But your sweet voice isn't enough to stop my powerful magic. Too bad. So sad. Gnomes, grab this yammering Yeti unicorn so that I can add him to my statue collection. Gnomes? What are you doing?
I don't know, Queen, but I think we're right.
No, we haven't been happy here lately.
Not that you've taken the time to notice.
You know, I'm unique and special.
And it really bothers me when you call us the wrong name.
Yeah, gnomes have feelings too.
And words can hurt.
What? How dare you disobey me? You know, I've been wanting a set of garden gnomes. Get over here, Norden.
It's Norbert.
Hey, thanks for standing up for all us little guys, Unicorn.
Sure.
Betrayal! I should have known better than to trust you stinky gnomes. Lauren, I know I can still count on you. Go grab that unicorn for me and grab the gnomes too while you're at it. I'll start a little statue garden for you to call your own.
Grab the unicorn?
Lauren, don't listen to her. She's not your friend.
She tricked you and has you under her spell.
I'm not sure I... Hey, don't I know you two bugs?
Bee, Reader, look! The unicorn statues are coming back to life! Yeti, you did it! Your horn is more magical than you thought! You broke Morgana's spell! Let's go out to the courtyard to see!
It's not my horn that's making this magic!
Look! Lauren seems to be snapping out of her spell too!
Reading bug! Spelling bee! Reader! What's happening? Where are we? Oh my goodness! We're in the land of the unicorns, aren't we? Everything is bright and sunny, and there are unicorns everywhere! Big ones and little ones, pink, orange, blue, and green ones! Glitter and gold and sparkles and sunshine! Just like in your books, Reading Bug! And look how bright and shiny all their magnificent horns are! It's so strange. I feel like I remember there being snow and coldness, but never in the land of unicorns, right? Oh, and look at this beautiful young unicorn. His long white fur is sparkling in the sunlight, and his icy blue horn is glowing magnificently. What an incredible adventure! The land of the unicorns does exist!
If only you knew, Lauren.
Yeti, you did it! Standing up to Morgana broke her evil spell. When you stood up, you embraced your uniqueness and chose right over wrong. Something that no one else has done. It saved the land of the unicorns and helped rescue our friend Lauren.
Wait, Morgana? But am I missing something?
Oh, I've lost again. Defeated by a bunch of unicorns. My evil plans foiled once again by these adventurers. Mark my words, Lauren, Spelling Bee, Reading Bug, Reader. I'll be back. You haven't seen the last of Morgana!
And don't you ever, ever come back.
See you later, alligator!
After a while, crocodile.
Yeti, how can we ever repay your bravery? You have rescued all the unicorns and saved our magical lands. I know that in the past I've said mean things to you. I'm truly, deeply sorry. You are a better unicorn than me by far.
Your apology is accepted, and I hold no hard feelings. You were under a powerful magical spell. Your beautiful voice, glowing yellow mane, and awesome dancing talents make you a very special unicorn. And I'm just glad I could help bring you back.
The other unicorns and I have been talking, and we'd like you to become our leader. We need someone like you, who is brave enough to speak truth to power, to be our next golden one.
A silly, clumsy little yearling like me become the golden one? I...
Reading Bug, Reader, Lauren, look at what's happening. Our little Yeti is starting to grow bigger, and his shimmering silver fur is turning into glittering gold.
Elder Unicorns, I am touched by your confidence in me. There is so much that we need to do to restore our land to what it was before the evil Morgana. I will need all of you working beside me. One thing I know for sure is that no one unicorn can build the land of the unicorns alone. It will take all of our unique talents and personalities to rebuild together.
What about a few noble gnomes? Can we stay here and help you rebuild?
We are great builders.
And we have terrific personalities.
Of course. The land of the unicorns is open for all who want to work together for freedom, compassion, and independence. Our gnome friends will always be welcome.
Oh, there is so much to do tomorrow. But as the sun goes down this evening, let's all do what unicorns do best.
What unicorns do best? What's that, Yeti?
Unicorn dance party!
There's a unicorn in you and a unicorn in me. Be who you are, you'll turn out who you wanna be. Scary in this big wide world to show personality, but your magic from within will give you true vitality. You're a unicorn, unique unicorn, step out in all your glory. You're a unicorn, unique unicorn, be sure to tell your story. There's a unicorn in you and a unicorn in me. Be who you are, you'll turn out who you want to be. Believe in yourself and know that this will be true. The only true unicorn lives inside of you. You're a unicorn, unique unicorn, step out in all your glory. You're a unicorn, unique unicorn, be sure to tell your story. You're a unicorn, unique unicorn, step out in all your glory. You're a unicorn, unique unicorn, be sure to tell your story. There's a unicorn in you and a unicorn in me. Be who you are, you'll turn out who you want to be. And know that this will be true. The only true unicorn lives inside of you. You're a unicorn, unique unicorn, step out in all your glory. You're a unicorn, unique unicorn, be sure to tell your story. You're a unicorn, unique unicorn, step out in all your glory. You're a unicorn, unique unicorn, sure to tell your story.
Yay! We're so delighted that you were able to rescue Lauren and your blessing of unicorns from the clutches of evil Morgana. We would love to stay here with you to help you restore your beautiful country to the way it was before Morgana, but it's getting late and it's time for us to go home.
We will miss all of you beautiful, unique unicorns. Thank you again, Yeti, for keeping the reading bug warm and safe and for helping us rescue Lauren.
Rescue? What? I'm still not sure exactly what happened today, but I can't wait to hear more about it on our trip home. What a magnificent unicorn adventure we've had.
My friends, you are welcome to visit any time. You know how to find us. Just find your way to the rainbow and truly believe. And with a little bit of magic, the land of the unicorns will be waiting.
Okay, everybody. Are you ready? Let's all flap our wings and fly back home together. Hop three times with me, then into the book bag. Here we go. One hop, two hops, three hops, and we're in!
We've had a big adventure within our book bag, and I think we saved the day. We'll see you next time. Goodbye, book bag. Now it's time to fly away.
Goodbye.
Bye.
See you again.
Do you hear that sound? It sounds like thunder. But it's all the unicorns stamping their feet to say goodbye to us. Even though I just met Yeti, I'm going to miss him and all the other unicorns.
That adventure was incredible. I thought we were going to spend a day frolicking with unicorns in a green meadow with a sunny sky overhead. But instead, we lived through a snowstorm, rescued Lauren, and help save the land of the unicorns from the evil witch Morgana.
Reader, what parts of today's adventure will you remember the most? What illustrations are you thinking about drawing?
If you had fun on today's adventure and want to have even more magical adventures at home, you can read any of the books in my book bag. A complete list can be found at thereadingbug.com/adventures. Hey, we're back!
You're right. We're back home having learned another important lesson. It only takes one to choose right over wrong. And others will follow if you can just stay strong.
When you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could write a book or fly a plane. Build a house with a giant crane. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can see it through just by being you. Cause you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could sing your way into a Broadway show. Don't let anyone tell you no. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can make your dreams come true just by being you.
Thank you for adventuring with us today, reader. It's time to go now, but I can't wait to see you on our next Reading Bug adventure. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's a Reading Bug adventure. There's lots of fun in store. Just inside our book bag, there's new places to explore. Grab your crayons and paper and your imaginations too. The Reading Bug and I can't wait to share our trip with you.
Today's episode of Reading Bug Adventures is sponsored by Penguin Random House Audio and their super funny new book, Good Morning Zoom, now available as an audiobook.
Oops, sorry, Lauren. I'm kind of in a rush here.
A rush? Where are you going, Reading Bug?
I'm not going anywhere, unfortunately. I've got another Zoom call for school. I'm on the computer a lot these days.
Aw, Reading Bug, I know it's hard for you, as a bug who loves flying and adventuring outdoors, but I have just the thing to cheer you up. It's a new audiobook by Lindsay Retchler called Good Morning Zoom. It was written for today's children and for future generations to record the impact the pandemic has had on all of our lives and how we all weather this storm together.
That sounds awesome, Lauren.
It is. Good Morning Zoom takes the reader on a lyrical journey through our new normal. From Zoom school to watching doctors and nurses on TV to building pillow forts and talking to loved ones from a distance. It's a poignant parody book that reminds us that there are still things to enjoy and to be excited about in these unprecedented times. And it's now available as an audiobook to listen to.
Ooh, wow, Lauren. I'm looking forward to listening right after our next adventure.
You can purchase Good Morning Zoom at Libro.fm/TheReadingBug or wherever audiobooks are sold. Thanks to Penguin Random House Audio for their support. And thanks to all of our individual sponsors as well. If you're interested in becoming a patron, please visit our page at patreon.com. Thank you for listening to Reading Bug Adventures. I'm Lauren Savage, and today's adventure was an original story written by Diane and Brandon Savage. This episode was performed by me, Riley, Chloe, Jack, and Brandon Savage, Declan and Kieran Pauly, and Matthew and Shannon Shern. Original music was written and performed by me and Brandon Savage. The Reading Bug is our family-owned independent children's bookstore in California. And we're passionate about educating, entertaining, and engaging children of all ages. Learn more about us at thereadingbug.com and our personalized subscription service at readingbugbox.com. Thank you.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.